Welcome back to more advice from your Uncle Noli. You sent in the questions, I got the answers. Stick around. Our first question comes from Jesse Peculiar. Hey, Uncle Noli, I am painfully shy. Got any advice on how to overcome this and be my fun-loving self around others? Oh, Jesse Peculiar, listen, I don't think you have as much of a problem as you think you do. You know by this question that you are a fun-loving self. That means you're confident enough to not be so shy. Now listen, being shy is in a social situation, it's like that for everybody. It's kind of like getting into a pool, you know? You dip your toe in, you're like, oh, that's really cold. But eventually, over time, you get used to that water and it's beautiful, it's refreshing. Same thing here in a social situation. It's okay to be shy. There's other shy people around. They want to talk. You want to show people your fun-loving self, as you say. Okay? You're confident. You know you got it. Go out and give it to them. It's fine. Find the other shy people and mostly avoid the big blowhards. Those people are dipshits at a party. Don't be too loud! Uncle Nolan knows. Our next question comes from Travis3259. Uncle Noli, my wife brags to her friends about how satisfied I leave her. Should I be flattered or embarrassed? Well, Travis, if you're not full of shit, you should be flattered. I think you're full of shit. Embarrassed. Uncle Noli knows. Our next question comes from Ernest. Uncle Noli, I just got a girlfriend and I'm kind of nervous that I'll screw up early in the relationship. Any advice on what I could do? Yeah, Ernest. Best advice is don't worry about screwing up. You got the girl. You win. Hooray. Just be yourself, okay? If you're trying to impress her, trying to be somebody you're not, yeah, you might screw this up. If you're really worried about screwing things up, you're not being your true self. So get out there and just, you know, enjoy. Enjoy her. Enjoy the time you get to spend together, all right? Don't worry about screwing up. Hey, you know what? Sometimes the biggest screw-ups lead to something better. Just live your life. Stop worrying about it. You're not a screw-up. Boom. Uncle Noli knows. Our next question comes from DSkates27. Uncle Noli, when having sex with your partner, how do you get her to finish more than once? Oh, that's simple. Get her to finish once, and then leave the room. She'll finish more than once. Trust me. That ain't an electric toothbrush. Uncle Noli knows. Our next question comes from Couchman. Uncle Noli, how do you feel about apple juice and sex? Well, I like both. Apple juice is good, sometimes a little too sweet. Sex is better. Never at the same time. Uncle Noli knows. Our next question comes from Rico. Uncle Noli, what's the best way to get rid of feelings for someone you never had a chance with? Oh, Rico, you know, we've gotten questions like this before. Okay, now, 16 candles. The dad tells the daughter they're called a crush on purpose. That's why it's called a crush, right? Crushes are hard. They crush your heart. They make you feel bad. But guess what? They don't break them. They smush them. You can get over a smush. Now, how do you get over feelings for someone you never had a chance with? Well, you know what? You move on. You turn that page. Because the sooner you turn the page, the sooner somebody's gonna get to that chapter about you, where they're after you. Okay? This love thing, it's a mutual thing. It's very difficult to find. That's why poets and writers and movie makers and musicians have talked about love forever. Okay? It's difficult to find, harder to hold on to. Say, that's it. You gotta let that kind of thing go. Wasn't meant to be, it's never meant to be. Find yours that's meant to be. Or something like that. Uncle Noli knows. Our next question comes from Rye Guy. Is speaking sign language with one hand an accent or a speech impediment? I see what you did there. You're being clever. One-handed. Yeah, you know what? Uncle Noli knows a one-handed sign language for you, Rye Guy. Boom! Uncle Noli knows sometimes. Our next question comes from Hamza Perkins. Hey, Uncle Noli, how many inches? Oh, Hamza. Uncle Noli doesn't measure in length. Measures in pounds. 4 pounds.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Cheese Sticks. Uncle Noli, do you support the LGBTQ? And if you don't, I will just go to the corner over there and cry. Well, I'll tell you something, Cheese Sticks. Save your tears. Of course Uncle Noli supports LGBTQ. You know, let me tell you something. Uncle Noli supports everybody. Really. I just have no idea why people have time for putting hate in their heart or anger towards somebody whose opinions or sexual preference or anything is different than anybody else. Love you, okay? Uncle Noli will love you, and we love everybody, all right? Love yourself. Don't worry about those haters out there. Got no time for them, all right? Boom. Love you.
Uncle Noli knows.
Whew. That's a lot of advice for one day. I think it's enough. Hope you liked it. If you didn't, whatever. See you next time.
Advice from Uncle Noli stars Nolan North and was created by PJ Harsma, Drew Lewis, and Nolan North. This episode was edited by Stephanie Judge and mixed by Paul Boff. Music was composed by Stephen Phillips and Boss House Music. Additional music by Stryker Big Band. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. This show is brought to you by Red Bear Films and Retro Replay. I'm Drew Lewis. Stick around for another episode, or we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.